All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, this past Thursday night, I did pick the Carolina Panthers to win at home over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by the score of 30-24, but that was not the case as the Buccaneers' defense was too strong for the Panthers' offense as they were able to neutralize Panthers' quarterback, Cam Newton. Now, we still have some good games on tap for tomorrow as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number two in the NFL season. Now, I want to get things started and off in the Queen City as you're going to have the San Francisco 49ers traveling to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And the 49ers, they were able to find themselves in the victor's circle last week on the road versus the Buccaneers due to their defense. And this 49ers defense will definitely pin their ears back again tomorrow as they look to frustrate and contain Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton. I think that will be the matchup that defines this game. I think Niners quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does just enough to help his team get the 23-18 victory. Now, in Motown, you're going to have the Detroit Lions hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. And for about 3.5 quarters, the Lions looked like they were going to be well on their way to cruising to a victory last week before the wheels fell off for them. And they, you know, had to go to overtime. They struggled in the overtime period against a rookie quarterback in Kyler Murray, and it simply did not look good. The Chargers had to go to overtime last week at home versus the Indianapolis Colts, but for their sake, they were able to find a way to get the victory. Right now, no Melvin Gordon, of course, a running back, so it's running back by committee for this Chargers squad, but you still have Phillip Rivers under center, and you also have a solid defense, which includes the likes of Melvin Ingram. I think the fatigue of playing a five-quarter game last week, as well as having a tie, I think that could hamper the Lions in this contest. Yes, they're going to be at home, but this Chargers team, some people feel that they have what it takes to win the AFC, and I think they get an opportunity to flex their muscles tomorrow in Motown with a win over the Lions by the score of 27-17. Now, in Green Bay, you're going to have the 1-0 Green Bay Packers taking on the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings. And don't look now, this is a very important game early because the winner will have sole possession of first place in the NFC North. It was not pretty last week for Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but you know what? He got the victory. This Vikings offense looked a lot better last week at the beginning of year number two under quarterback Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins can sling the football. You know, he has the potential to throw for 400 yards every single week. And you know what? This guy wants to go out there and get the job done. But I think this game is going to come down to the defenses. Who's going to go out there and make enough stops to protect their quarterback, give him the football, and give him an opportunity to win? I think that falls on the Pack. They win this game at home by the score of 30-27. Now, in the AFC South, you're going to have the 1-0 Tennessee Titans hosting the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts. And the Titans went to Cleveland last week and flexed their muscles defensively versus one of the top offenses or projected top offenses in the NFL that belongs to the Cleveland Browns. I look for this Titans front seven to really pin their ears back and come after Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett. Offensively, I look for Tennessee to really rely on their running game with a big dose of Derrick Henry. It's going to be all about time of possession as well as field position, and I give that edge to the Titans in this one by the score of 23-20. Now, down in South Florida, you're going to have the 1-0 New England Patriots coming into town taking on the 0-1 Miami Dolphins. And if you're Miami and you got blown out like the way that you did last week, the last thing that you want to do is have the defending world champions coming into your building. But that is the case. Now, of course, the Dolphins are coached by Brian Flores, he was the defensive coordinator for the Patriots last year, so I guarantee you he's going to go out there and try to find a way, or at least attempt to try to find a way to slow down Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. But one thing we've seen from this chameleon-style offense that the Patriots run, you can never focus on one guy at the skill positions, because Tom Brady knows how to spread the football around to so many different guys. Bill Belichick taught Brian Flores a lot, but he didn't teach him everything that he knows. I think the mentor gets the best of the student in this one. And I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 34-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium, you're going to have the 1-0 Buffalo Bills returning to the scene of the crime to take on the 0-1 New York Giants. And I say that because Buffalo was at MetLife last week when they escaped with a 16 victory over the New York Jets. No Sterling Shepard at wide receiver for the Giants, of course. No Golden Tate either, as he is serving a 4-game suspension. So a limited Giants passing game is going to be even more limited versus a stingy Bills secondary. The Giants defense was non-existent last week versus the Dallas Cowboys, as quarterback Dak Prescott shredded them like Swiss cheese. And if the Giants don't improve, they can make Josh Allen look like Jim Kelly tomorrow afternoon. The Giants will put up a better fight than they did versus the Cowboys, but it won't be enough. I'm going to take Buffalo on the road once again by the score of 22-20. Now in Pittsburgh, you're going to have the 0-1 Pittsburgh Steelers looking to get their first win of the season versus the 1-0 Seattle Seahawks. Now, Pittsburgh needs to get on track, as they had the brakes beaten off of them last Sunday night at the hands of the Seattle Seahawks. And for Pittsburgh, their offense was non-existent, and so was their defense. So plain and simple, this is gut check time, because this team has what it takes to win the AFC North, but they don't want to start 0-2. I think this Pittsburgh defense has to go out there and try to find a way to contain Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. And if they can't do it, they're going to be in for a long afternoon. I think Pittsburgh's offense gets back on track. I think the passing game will show some fluidity with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger getting the football to Juju Smith-Schuster. This game will be a back-and-forth affair, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 31-27. Now, in the nation's capital, you're going to have the winless Washington Redskins hosting the 1-0 Dallas Cowboys. And there are some people who think that Dallas could just simply mail this contest in. They come into this game as a 5.5-point favorite. But if we've seen in years past, Redskins, Cowboys, you simply throw the rule book out of the window. I don't think the passing game will be as easy tomorrow for Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. But with that said, I think the Cowboys are going to rely on running back Ezekiel Elliott a little bit more. Week number two, he'll have a better opportunity to get into a flow after he held out for all of training camp. This Cowboys defense definitely wants to go out there and flex their muscles and make life tough for Redskins quarterback Case Keenum. I think they find a way to do that. I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 30-17. Now in Baltimore, you're going to have the 1-0 Ravens hosting the Arizona Cardinals. And of course, the Arizona Cardinals had that wild comeback in the fourth quarter and overtime to tie the Lions last week. And they were led by rookie quarterback Kyler Murray. But this Ravens defense is a little bit different. They've had a week's worth of game film to see the youngster. And they're going to go out there and try to make him a pocket passer and potentially force him into making some turnovers. On the flip side, Lamar Jackson is the real deal. And the more that he plays, the more confident that he gets. And I take the Baltimore Ravens at home in this contest by the score of 27-20. Now in Houston, you're going to have the 0-1 Texans hosting the 0-1 Jaguars. And both of these teams need a victory, as both of them have eyes on winning the AFC South, and neither one of them wants to start 0-2. Quarterback edge, I definitely give to Houston in this one, as Deshaun Watson over Gardner Minshew is a no-brainer. You're going to have Jalen Ramsey, the Jaguars' top cornerback, going up against Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. And after Ramsey was taken to the woodshed last week by Sammy Watkins and company in Kansas City, he's going to have his hands full again. Plain and simple, the Texans are the better team. They're looking to get on track after a tough Monday night loss, and they do it at home by the score of 27-17. Now, in Oakland, you're going to have the 1-0 Raiders taking on the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs, and don't look now, but a win by the Raiders could have them in first place in this division, and that is huge. But the Raiders won't get there if they cannot find a way to slow down this prolific Chiefs offense led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He has a ton of talent to get the football to, most notably Sammy Watkins, and he's going to put some pressure on this Raiders defense. Now, quarterback Derek Carr looked crisp and clean in that pocket last week, giving the football to the likes of running back Josh Jacobs, and they're going to look to put some stress on this Chiefs defense. Last team to possess the football more than likely wins this game. I think this is going to be a classic Chiefs-Raiders battle, and I'm going to take Kansas City on the road by the score of 31-17. Now, in Mile High, you're going to have the 0-1 Denver Broncos hosting the 0-1 Chicago Bears. And this contest right here, plain and simple, the first team to 20 more than likely wins. I look at these two defenses, they're staunch and they're stingy, but I look at the offenses, and they can be stagnant at times. Who's going to take care of the football the most? Will it be Joe Flacco in Denver, or will it be Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago? I trust Flacco and the Broncos a little bit more at home than I trust Trubisky on the road. That's why I'm going to take the Broncos by the score of 24-20. Now, a rematch of last year's controversial NFC Championship game will take place in the Coliseum in Los Angeles, as you're going to have the Los Angeles Rams hosting the New Orleans Saints. We know all about the non-existent PI call in that contest that really would change the outlook of the NFC Championship and potentially the Super Bowl, and the Saints have not forgotten. But this Saints defense will have to find a way to stop Rams running back Todd Gurley. And if they can't do that, Mr. Jared Goff and company on offense will definitely have their fun. The Saints are not the same team on the road. I know they want to go out there and establish things for themselves and get home field advantage in the NFC once again, but they are not the same team away from the Superdome. Thus, I'm going to take the Rams by the score of 34-27. Now, on Sunday night in Atlanta, you're going to have the 0-1 Falcons taking on the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles. And after a slow start last week for Philly, they were able to get back on track in a come-from-behind victory over Washington. For Atlanta, they got off to a slow start and they never got it going on the road last week versus the Minnesota Vikings. I know that they're going to try to, you know, get quarterback Matt Ryan going early, but I think the best thing for the Falcons to do is establish their running game. Get their running game going, feed off of play action passes from Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, and that will definitely change the tone. I think Atlanta definitely wants to control the time of possession, keep the Eagles crisp and fast offense on the sideline, and I think this game as a whole has the potential to be a track meet. It's going to be one of those last team to possess the football wins, and my trust is in Atlanta. I'm going to take them at home by the score of 30-28. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you're going to have the Cleveland Browns taking on the New York Jets. Neither one of these teams wants to go 0-2 to begin the season, especially the Browns, as a lot of people are picking them as a sexy pick to win the AFC North. Now for the Jets, no Sam Darnold. He's out with mono, so that really changes things for the Jets. They had an uphill battle going in anyway, and if you're the Cleveland Browns, you come into this contest favored by 6.5. You need to take care of your business and get out of there. And the way you take care of your business is protect quarterback Baker Mayfield. The Browns did not do that last week, but if they can find a way to do it against the Jets on Monday night, they will definitely get their first win of the season. I'm going to take Cleveland by the score of 26-13. And folks, those are my picks for week number 2 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. And you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.